Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Forever to get my windows clear this morning. Couldn't get my windows to roll down for a while. Finally broke those free. Anyhow, good morning. Yeah, I let my truck run for about 15 minutes in the driveway before I even attempted to leave. Good morning. Yeah, this stupid thing doesn't have auto start, so unless I run out there and start it, and go in, I can't do that. And I didn't realize how bad they were, so I didn't do that this morning. Ah, well. Anywho, on the road now. Doesn't look bad. Looks clear and sun's poking out. I don't know what the high is supposed to be today, but it's gonna be warmer than it is now, I hope. W8RCY. Good morning, Donald. Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. Just a quick in and out. Like, who turned the heat off? My goodness, I left the window cracked open last night, and my place is freezing. Can't believe it. In and out because I'm heading to the laundry room. Today is a huge laundry day, and got some towels and got some bed sheets done over the weekend, but my regular clothes hamper is, like, looking at me going, like, I can't even fit in one sock in that thing, so I can get in the laundry room at 7 o'clock. So I'm heading there. Everybody have a wonderful day. I'm going to be busy playing laundromat today. All the best. Catch up with you later. W8RCY.
Good luck, Donald. We'll talk to you later. Yep. Have fun. I got to do the same. I've been avoiding it like the plague. I think my wife did 4 loads of laundry this weekend, so I'm thankful for that. My wife can't really easily get up and down the stairs, especially with clothes, so I end up doing it. But, man, I've not done it in a while. Getting to the point now where I'm sifting through things. It's like, there we go. There's some socks over there. It's pretty bad. I gotta get in there. Big time. My problem is that I should organize it before I go down. Like, just do, let's say, socks and underwear and t-shirts or something like that, and then go down with, you know, yeah, I should just segregate it up before I head down to the wash. Instead, I take it down in one big massive mess that I gotta figure out. Ugh, I hate laundry. As do I. That was like the number 2 most important thing when we were house shopping. My wife wanted first floor laundry because our old house, it was in the basement, and she could not stand going down there to do it. So, thankfully, I don't have to do it at this point, but I do. I help out. She works, you know, like this week, she'll be working 3 weekdays, so I'll do laundry during the week to help her out or whatever, but it's tough, man. My daughter likes to change 15 times a day. The boys destroy everything they wear. You know, I wear work clothes and then casual clothes when I get home, so it adds up quick.
Oh, yeah. I didn't touch laundry for years, decades, really. My wife did it all. I don't know where we transitioned. She got, she's having trouble with her knees, couldn't get up and down the stairs. She still has one bum knee. So somewhere along the line, I took over. It's been fairly recent in the last several years. But, yep. High first floor laundry, that's high on my list when I talk about our place, getting it, either modifying our place we're in or moving to a place that's more suitable or having that prefab dropped on the lot. All three of those, one of the top things is got to end up with a first floor laundry, period, end of story. Or if I one of the plans is to redo the place I'm currently in, and the main part of the house, the house now would become all bedroom, and I would put it up there with the bedrooms. So it'd be a split level, and it'd be on the laundry would be on the bedroom level. I remember we had talked about that. Are you still going between remodeling your house and then getting the prefab, and then did you start construction on the garage yet?
Now, I'm holding up on that in case I decide to go the prefab route, and I'm going to try to make a decision on that real quick here, because that might change what I do, because the prefab would be set back from the existing house right about where the garage is, kind of off to its side, coordinating it so that it becomes an attached garage would be kind of a cool thing.
There you go. And you're probably only allowed so many square footage of building, right, on your property. And I'm assuming you would, if you did that route, you would tear down the existing house?
That'd kind of be my plan. I don't see any way really for it to work out where I don't do that, unless I add on to the existing and then completely gut and redo the existing as part of that project.
But then you got to live in a construction zone.
Well, the stuff I'd be adding, I would do the addition first. And then I would live in the addition while the existing was being renovated. So I think it could work.
I always forget how much property you have for where you live, so at least you got room to play with.
Sun is up. Windows are all perfectly clear now. Big poofy clouds to the southeast. Looks like we're all clear to the west, so. Should be a good day. Don't know how warm it's going to get, but I'm guessing it's going to be nice.
I hope so. I didn't plan on waking up on April 20th here and seeing freaking snow on my truck. Now the door's being semi-frozen shut.
I heard somebody up last night towards St. Clair, towards here on that area, saying there was snow. I didn't see any down here and didn't really wake up to any, but the car was frosted over really, really well, big time. Windows were all, the doors were all almost frozen shut. So, a lot of frozen moisture. But, anyhow. Yep. Oh, man, I forgot. I had one of them fancy schmancy bagels the other day. Wonder if anybody ate that. I know I didn't. I was just thinking of it as I passed the bagel place I like to go to, which is closed on Mondays. but, oh, man, I'm babbling.
At ATBF, we had actual snow. It still was still there, is still on my truck. It's like a combination of sleet snow that's just kind of stuck and frozen over now. But we should hook up this week. I can issue your stuff back. I was going to bring it today, but I didn't know what your schedule was, and I got to go get my new truck. But then I think the rest of the week I'm good. So if you want to meet up in the morning or maybe grab lunch again or whatever, I can get you your gear back. And then do you know if I have GPS turned on and the code plug in this XPR 5550, if that's why my cell test would fail, the red light's flashing?
No, I don't know anything about that, but when you say fails with a red light flashing, but with the radio's not booting up?
I mean, I'm on it. It seems like it's business as usual, but there's the red indicator light just keeps flashing. And from a quick Google, it says it's either a bad code plug or hardware failure or out of range, which I don't think that'd be the case because I'm on an analog repeater. So I don't know. I feel like I did something in the code plug because I don't recall it doing this.
Seems like I've seen mine doing mostly when it's in that whatever that DMR search mode is.
That's probably what it's related to. I mean, it works fine. I was just wondering. I looked and I'm like, wait, why is this flashing red still? But when I don't know. Not a big deal. I was just wondering because I remember checking the GPS box and I was like, wait a minute, I don't have a GPS hooked up. Or a GPS antenna, I should say.
Well, that could be it. Could be waiting to acquire a GPS signal and see the flashing. So, easy enough to check. Or test and try.
I'm going to order this Bing Food GPS antenna to the office. $8. See what happens.
I'd probably do the same. Having said that, what's the advantage of having the GPS active on that? What does it do for you?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. So, honestly, I probably should just turn it off, and I bet you it goes away. I feel like that's what I did last in the code plug. Aside from set the minimum volume, I turned that off so I can at least mute the thing. And then what else did I do? I think that was it. Yeah, and I checked that box, probably just because I saw GPS, and I was like, ooh. But there's really no point. I don't even know how I would utilize that. I'm not being tracked in a system.
Yeah, because unless you can send that information to somewhere that can do something with it, I don't see what the point would be. It doesn't do APRS, so not bad. So I can't hold this push to talk. I don't know what it is about this. I got a handheld control head for my 5550, and I am constantly just releasing the push to talk. You really got to push hard on it. It's really a pain in the ass.
Those things are sick. I was looking at them, and I was like, holy crap, they cost more than the radio.
Yeah, it's nice if you want to, have a really clean install. You can route it out through your center console, and then when you're not using the mic, you just coil it up, throw it in the center console, and no radio. Look, Ma.
I'm still looking for a deal because that would be ideal in this this new truck where I don't need to run out of a bag anymore. But I don't know that that makes any sense. I think I could just buy a 578, put it in the truck, and be done with it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the I'm trying to get P25 DMR UHF and VHF at minimum covered in my my car without with the minimum number of radios, antennas, control heads, etc. So there's a lot of ways to do it. Multiple radios, single control head, multi-band, multi-protocol radio. You know, so, but also, you know, two very very carefully selected radios. I've got the APX series. I've got handheld control heads for those. I got a couple, so I could get, you know, like a dual band APX BP25 and analog, and then use the handheld control head in the center console deal, and just get a 5550 for the P25 stuff, or for the DMR stuff. So it would be pretty clean. But, you know, now you're talking about two antennas. So, I don't know. I keep thinking about my options. I was reading about those P9900s. Those things are pretty fast, but I'm sure pretty fast. And I wanted to ask you, if you guys are a P25 shop, how can you have a 5550 in the work car?
We decided to buy a dozen for our mobile command post so that we could, you know, any event we went to, we could distribute these DMR handhelds. So pretty much we just got DMR radios for the shop and for our mobile command post. And I got one of these for this car. I had vision for this car having, being a scene, communications on the scene. I don't know. Just did part of a bigger purchase.
Okay, yeah. So that was probably the purchase with the handhelds then that we talked about. I was thinking about that. I'm like, wait a minute, why does he have that if everything else is P25? But now I know.
I should probably remove it and convert it back over to standard. You know, just standard mobile. Then this handheld control head will have no home.
If it wasn't government property, I could help it find one.
Oh, let's see here. Well, I'm in the complex where the Starbucks is. Starbucks and Myers and Timmy Ho's. What's it going to be this morning? Probably Starbucks.
It's not the weather, and I'm not much of a Starbucks guy, but I've been hooked on the salted caramel iced coffee. Their cold foam is just next level.
All right.
Laundry machines are locked, loaded, and running. I got two of them running this morning, and I don't normally do that. Anyhow, we are in business. Sean, get your coffee. Kodo, iced coffee this morning. I don't know about that, but it definitely wake you up as cold as it is, for sure. WERCY. Back to doing laundry.
All right, did you mean salted caramel cold brew?
Yes, sorry, my bad. Like I said, I'm not much of a Starbucks guy, but some chick at work had one of those. I'm like, what is that? That looks delicious. So I ordered one. I was like, oh, all right, I'm hooked.
Okay, in transit back to work with a salted caramel cold brew.
You'll have to let me know what you think. I think that's like the second drink I've ever had from Starbucks. Like, I've had like five since. They're for me, they're delicious. A little sweet, but real good.
Connected to CMN Network.
Had
to wait till it was 30 degrees out to get a cold brew. Go figure.
What are you thinking? It's Monday.
Morning, Sean. Morning, Dakota. WABD. Go ahead, Dakota. Sorry to interrupt.
Morning, guys. Morning, Wally. I think Donald came back in there. And, you know, it's cold, but you always drink a cold drink. I don't know. I like cold drinks in the morning. That's just who I am. But, yeah, probably not the best day to get an iced coffee. I'm thinking about stopping, though, because I got to go get a car wash. And there's a Starbucks right there. So that might be on the list.
Morning, Wally. Welcome back, Donald. Yeah, sounded good. I was going to get, you can also get a salted caramel latte, which would be a, you know, hot drink. But I said, I was kind of feeling a colder beverage this morning myself. Oh, anyhow. Yeah, Wally, I'm going to get in. I'm going to try to make some sense of the archives, try to figure out what the hell happened, because that was a damn thing I sent them back for. I sent them back to, hey, you left out all the Central Michigan stuff. And they, oh, sorry about that. Try these. They sent them back. And I swear to God, I looked at them and said, okay, all set. But, I, you know, so now I'm confused. So I'll get on that when I get in here this morning.
Very good. Yeah, let me know. I got most of the VHF site things done. I got to change a few words as we chatted, but other than that, we'll take care of that. And so, but, you know, the copy paste or the drag and drop or whatever feature, that'll just make it easy. I'll just say 4-1, and I called it, or 4-2, whichever one I had, and I just called it V1-WM, so I don't confuse the darn things. So that'll work out good. Yeah, I checked all of them. They were identical, but you probably knew that. But nonetheless, I had to look. You know, I wasn't involved in the original end of it, so I didn't know. But they were all like it, so you probably knew that. Donald, go ahead. And then over to Dakota. I'll try to make some sense of this. Good morning, everyone. Go ahead, Donald.
Good morning, Wally. Yeah, you guys are talking salted caramel. Is there anything I've ever tried salt with caramel, or is a shake from Potbelly Sandwich Place? And that was just wicked awesome. But as far as having it hot, I don't know. You know, you guys are talking about Starbucks. I think Sean mentioned something about a latte. But yeah, salted caramel, definitely good, definitely cold, but I've only had it in a shake. I think it goes to Sean and then Dakota, Wally and me.
In a echo, Jay.
Or the XLJ. I am on my final approach here, so this will probably be my last, but XLJ, go ahead and hand it to Dakota, W8FU.
Okay, I won't stay in that long to disrupt the rotation, but I just had a quick question. As a matter of fact, I'm going to hand it over to Dakota, and I'll pick it up when it's my turn again. But it's N8XOJ, November 8 X-ray Oscar Juliet. And I just had a quick question that wasn't related to the topic on the floor right now. But Dakota, I'll pass it to you, and I'll wait my turn when it comes back around.
NAXOJ from N8BBF. No worries at all. We're just rambling here about senseless coffee talk. So feel free. Go ahead and pick it up and ask away. Let's see if we can help you out here.
Okay. I appreciate the courtesy. I really do. Unfortunately, I heard some time ago, and I guess it's increasing, you know, it's moving right along, that they were planning on discontinuing our ability to be able to monitor scanner traffic as far as police frequencies and first responders and whatnot. I know that Oakland County has pretty much gone silent on that. I mean, I can't tune anything in on Oakland County and hear it anymore. I heard that Wayne County was next up for the chopping block. I was wondering first, has anybody been told, you know, made it advised of any updates on that, or has changed, have plans changed? Wayne County still seems to be hanging on. I don't know if it's just a matter of time or what, but if anybody would have some commentary on that, clarifying commentary would be helpful. Thanks.
Well, I think I can probably give you some information on that. I'll take a poke. It is the trend. Yes, Oakland did it because they enjoyed monitor-free communications for years when they had their open sky system, so they just... they wanted it. It was a condition of them going to the new 800 P25 system. So they went from not monitorable to monitorable, but encrypted. So now they're not monitorable again. Over in Macomb County, there are a few agencies that are making the transition to full encryption. But I think we're on the... you're going to start seeing it snowballing everywhere. You're going to be seeing more and more. We're going to be losing law enforcement, not necessarily fire. And it's starting in Macomb, a couple of communities, and I don't think it's anytime soon, but I'd say in the next few years you're going to see more and more. And Wayne is starting the process, as you said as well, Detroit in particular, and you're going to start seeing the process down there. And it may start with just some channels, and then it may go to the ones that they're always operating on. You don't hear them all that often on the ones that aren't encrypted, but all I can tell you is over the course of the next few years, because of some laws that have come down from the feds, which are tangentially related, you're going to start seeing over the course of the next few years losing law enforcement, the ability to monitor law enforcement. So that's about all I can tell you. I don't think anybody tells you they know any more than that. I mean, any specific agency going at any specific time is one thing, but that's kind of the general feel on that. I got to get inside here, though, so I will try to listen, and I can jump back in once I get situated. This is W8FU.
Hey,
W8FU.
Okay, I think I heard another station trying to get in there, so I want to acknowledge them. But thanks for your clarification thus far, and it does jive with what I've heard up until this point. It's just that some of the commentary I've been able to come across on YouTube relevant to this subject matter, they were sort of kind of giving hard timelines. One source speculated that Wayne County may be done for by the beginning or end of the summer season. And by the way, I don't have a standalone scanner, so I'm not monitoring these frequencies as they were via a scanner. I'm getting it from the Internet. So even apps like Police Scanner and Scanner Radio, I was told that when the changes have been put into effect, that it's going to affect those sources as well. So far, I'm still able to hear Wayne County. But thanks for the update, and hopefully we'll be able to speak in the near future. This is N8XOJ. So over to the other station that I thought I heard in the background there.
What is your call?
N8XOJ, November 8, X-Ray Oscar Juliet.
I thought that's what you said. And if you mind me asking, what is your name?
Well, people have called me a number of things. But I only answer to Isaiah. I actually do answer to a couple other names, too. But I thought I, now, when I thought I heard you come in there, I thought I heard NHWJL, and if that is it, then, yeah, we actually know each other. I don't want to bust up the rotation, though, because I believe they had a rotation when they let me in here, so I'll hand it back over to you, but I think we, out of consideration, want to acknowledge their rotation they had going.
Yeah, excuse me with the rotation, but that is a shock, because I didn't know if I would hear you anymore here. But okay, and I did want to comment on that, on the frequencies there, because they claim it was in the news or paper or something, somebody told me, but they're trying to get rid of all police calls. They try to make all of them encrypted. So I don't know how that, they're going to start with Chicago and San Francisco and San Diego. I know those three of the cities they're going to start with. I don't remember the other one. But anyway, okay, Isaiah, nice hearing you again. This is November 8th with P. Julie Lee.
Okay, I'm not sure who it goes to next, but I'm going to hand it off, and whoever was supposed to get it can grab it, I guess. But stick around for a few minutes if you don't mind, Jay, and we'll talk some more a little bit down the road here. It ain't XOJ to whoever it was supposed to go to. I'm sorry, I didn't know. I heard a couple of names before, Sean and Dakota. Are either one of those parties still here, and or whoever was in the rotation? I didn't want to disrupt it, and it seems like we managed to do that.
Oh, brother.
I'm here just getting a car wash at ADBM.
Okay. I don't know if it was your turn next or if you're going to be sideline for a few minutes with the car wash, or I think I'll just stand by just for a second here just to get regrouped here.
Yeah, I'm going to be, I'll be on the side here for a minute or two. It's going to get noisy, so I'll be back at ADDF. Thank you.
Okay, was there another station in addition to the gentleman I was just communicating with? Okay. Well, I guess that's indicative of the coast being clear, so to speak. Yeah, Jay, if you're still around, it's certainly been a few little bits since we spoke, but I've often asked about you and wondered how things were going, and it's a few people on this end that would like to hear from you, too, that knew me. So to say that we got a lot to catch up on is an understatement. So I don't know how best to start that process. I don't know if I give you a phone number or something or, it would be good to get caught up on things.
Got it, boy. Well, I don't know what to say. Your voice has changed a little bit on me. It threw me off, and I said, uh-oh, somebody's using Isaiah's call sign. Yeah, boy, oh, boy. It's been some years since I've talked to you. Can't believe it. Yep, but, we can do that. We can catch up on a phone or Echo Link or something like that.
Okay, and once again, I think I heard another station trying to get in there, so let's pause to see if, in fact, my ears weren't playing tricks on me. Okay, maybe I need to go and secure me one of those Starbucks drinks. I don't know, maybe I'm not quite with it yet. But I thought I heard another station in the background there. I'm not established on Echo Link yet, not via the internet or anything like that, like a direct path to it. So I think the easiest, the most simplest thing may be to do a, I can give you a phone number or something. We can speak briefly via the phone.
Well, all right.
Tonight, XLJ, by the way.
All right, give it to me. You guys give me the area code, too. Hey, yeah. That's a good.
Okay, well, you know, I've always been loyal to the 313 area code, so nothing has changed in that regard. So it's 313-279-8732. Did you copy that, or you need me to repeat any of it? I guess I got my answer. It ain't that so changed. I'm trying to answer it. It's telling me to press 1 to the I'm having a little bit of a difficulty. See if we can give me about 1 minute and call right back.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Foxtrot, we were eating monitoring.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KFH, FGS, monitoring.
That's all I'm
going
for you.
Yeah, good morning. This is KFA-FGS. This is David here.
KFA-FGS. This is KFA-FLY here. I'm on the bus here, just on the Baotang UP-32. How am I sounding?
Well, fully readable. We got just a little bit of popcorn in the background, but definitely got a good copy on you. Where are you transmitting from?
I'm in the Sterling Heights area here, and I'm just kind of chilling, and I put a regular whip on here just to keep it really down, because my collapsible kept giving me grief. What are you working with?
Right now I'm using a Belfang UB5RM in the mobile.
Panasonic Toughbus to do slow scan SSTV from the space station. Not much has been going on lately, but, yeah. You been on this repeater before?
Yeah, roger that. I'm on in the mornings and then in the afternoons for a little bit monitoring, and, I monitor several of the repeaters as well. And when I'm at the base, I monitor, the VHF calling frequency as well.
I like it, yeah. I don't think I've ever done calling before. I've been mainly on repeaters. Have you done anything with the ISF?
I have not. That's a good goal. That's a good goal. I haven't done that yet. I did build a handheld Yagi for 70 centimeters, and that's probably the antenna that I would use as far as that goes. And I'm almost destinated here. Tell me again your first name.
My first name is Sean.
All right, Sean, very good. This is KFAFGS, Finding Good Signals. And we'll say 73, and keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you another time.
73, you also be modern. Have a good day.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
QSO station, come back.
I got you there. My call sign is KFAFGS. Call my name to the repeater.
KSA station, you're coming in a little bit scratchy here.
Okay, listening on my mouthpiece, handheld radio, it's a DD32, it's been out about 10 watts, and I'm also inside a building too, I'm not outside.
I would guess the building is probably the problem.
Yeah, I think the building is the biggest problem here, right, but I have my antenna just cleared up and straight.
The transmission seems to come in clear at the beginning and then disintegrate as you're on the key. KFAGHJ.
All right, then. Well, I don't think it's going to work any better in the building, so I'll probably say 73 for now and come back on again later. So, but it was good talking with you, and
right on, 73, KFAGHJ.
N8XOJ, N8XOJ, KCADZT.
Connected to CMN Network.
N8XOJ, Kilo Charlie 8, Delta Zulu Tango. Kilo Charlie 8 Delta Zulu Tango, New Orleans, Louisiana, clear the frequency.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
WDKL on the mobile.
connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
WARIT.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
WDKLL-KFH-DIC. KFH-DIC, clear.
KEH-NOR.
Is that NOR out there? KFH-DIC.
I'm still kicking.
I'm doing fine, but you got a lot of, you know, I couldn't understand. How you doing, Roger?
Roger, things shift on me. It comes in perfectly clear once, and then the next time it doesn't. So, I don't know. I'll see if you come back. Over.
But, Nora, you're sounding excellent right now. Stay where you at. Now, how you doing?
I didn't move a bit, Jack. I'm all right. Over.
Good to hear you out there. What's happening besides nothing?
I'm doing work, working on some other problems, but it'll work out. Over.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes you come clear, sometimes not. I don't know why. Maybe because you're on a walkie-talkie. Anyhow, good talking to you. And good to hear you really out there. Keep talking, keep going. We'll talk later. KF8-DIC.
KF8-DIC, copy y'all. Catch you later. KF8-DIC.
Connected to CMN Network.
Going on right now. You're worried about somebody's device spy. Well, they can't spy because it's down.
KCHKJL.
Echo 8,
Foxtrot,
Lima Yankee, monitoring?
KCHKJL.
That's KCHKJL, right?
Yeah, that's me. Is this Sean out there?
Yep, you got me. How's it going?
Not bad, just on my way home from work.
Yeah, I got my radio to home a bit tired here, but, just bought a Panasonic Toughbook CF19 to program all my radios.
Well, there you go. I haven't heard Wyatt out here for a bit. I wonder how he's doing.
Just checking. Quick question. Do you want to think about with DMR radios, since I'm trying to get, I'm trying to program, because I know it's Motorola, it's just there's a bunch of different ones. I'm on the Motorola website right now. Your transmission just completely cut out there. Could you please say again?
Oh, I said I didn't get half of your transmission if you wanted to try again.
Anyway, do you know anything about Motorola DMR radios, like the 900 megahertz series?
Well, the 900 series is not DMR, it's probably P25. DMR on basically DMR is down there in the ham band at like, 442-900, things like that.
Yeah, I'm here on a Motorola. I'm using, 32 transmitting. But, here next to me, I have a Motorola XPR5580 here. I'm trying to program for.
Oh, the 5550E, that's what mine is. You got to get the Motorola CTS software.
I got the 5580, the 800, it's the 800 megahertz, or 800, 900 megahertz version. I'm trying to pull up the thing here. Yeah, it's just, I don't know which one it is since I...
Yeah, I don't think the 800 or 900 megahertz can do DMR. I mean, that's like solar turbo. Can you pick it up off the line?
Yeah, I picked it up online. It showed it had something for like a car manufacturing plant, and it sounded like DMR, so I'm pretty sure it was like some sort of 800 megahertz DMR. I don't know, but I've had it for a couple months now, and I've just been listening to that. It was like a car plant for, I think it's in Detroit, but I'm just trying to program it, and you have a 5550 yourself, so you know anything about it?
WABPD.
Hey, Brian, maybe you can answer this question, Mr. Motorola. I'll send it over to you, Brian, and you can talk with Sean on it. I'll be getting off the freeway here in a minute or two. I got to do my 5,000 step walk. KCKJO.
Yeah, the 5580 is pretty much useless to ham radio because we have nothing in the 7800 megahertz area, and I know of absolutely no. 900 megahertz DMR, some 900 megahertz P25, but that radio won't do it. So it's virtually useless for you on ham radio.
That kind of sucks. Well, is it useful for anything at all? Is it useful for like listening to like? I don't think I can use. Good to ask at least. Is it useful as like a scanner at all?
To properly program it for business, yeah, you could use it that way, but there would be little to no public safety, especially in this area. on DMR and, you know, the car plants and DTE and some of them other ones that, well, not DTE, I think DTE's on P25, but businesses, that's all it's good for is businesses.
N8FM.
Go ahead, N8FM.
Hey, good afternoon. My name is Steve. Heard you guys talking about the 5580. I'm pretty sure it'll do analog, and there are a handful of analog 900 repeaters in the area. So provided it will cover, the relevant portions of the 900 meg handband, then it should be able to use it for analog quite well.
Operator needs to be licensed for that band as well.
You know, LP to technician or greater, it shouldn't be a problem.
Wow, well, that's awesome. Well, that's good. At least I could finally get that started. Well, I'm just trying to program it here. I haven't hooked up via Bluetooth, so I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm just kind of playing it by ear and seeing what's going to happen.
Let me see if I got it here. Okay, yeah, I'm not all that familiar with it, but as long as it'll cover, 902 to 928, then it shouldn't be a problem for the analog machines in the area here. So, just my 2 cents worth, I'll go back to monitoring mode. Then here is Steve. I'm currently in Van Buren Township, N8FM Mobile.
I copy. Well, here, anything go 7-3 for a couple minutes while I find the programming software and try to program it. You guys have a good day. 7-3, I'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, what was your call sign?
CE8FLY.
All right, 7-3, good luck with that radio. N8FM Mobile.
N8FM KBAWTA portable for audio report.
Station calling for a signal report. Sounds okay. I can hear you. Audio may be a little bit low, but other than that, it sounds great.
Okay, perfect. Just twist out a stubby duck for a longer antenna and be enjoying the sunshine and the cold weather. Thanks for the audio and signal report. KBAW.
7-3. Enjoy the afternoon. N8FM.
Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey Tango Alpha Portable.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KFA-EDQ.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KE8WUO from N8WRO.
Connected to CMN Network.
Negative copy in AWRO, clear.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.